From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Hurricane Irene is bearing down on the East Coast, and the storm is expected to pound a wide area over the weekend with strong winds, a coastal storm surge, and drenching rain that could trigger flooding. Ed Rappaport is with the National Hurricane Center.
The threat is for North Carolina to have the worst of the weather on Saturday, and then the northeastern states into southern New England on Sunday.
And Dennis Felchin at the Hurricane Center says that means millions of people will be affected.
It certainly has the potential to be one of these once-in-a-generation storms. It's impacting about 80 million people from the Carolinas all the way up into the Northeast.
Irene's winds have weakened a bit down to 110 miles an hour, but Felchin says the storm could pick up steam as it nears the North Carolina coast. Tens of thousands of people are being evacuated there, but some are planning to stay put, and they're putting up sheets of plywood to protect the windows of their homes. Among those who say they're going to ride out the storm is Milton Phelps.
My plan is to stay at the house. I live in Manio. It's been safe years before, and I'm just going to stick it out.
Dave DeWitt of North Carolina Public Radio reports the storm surge from Irene will impact not just the coast, but also areas inland from the largest lagoon on the East Coast, which lies between the Outer Banks and the mainland.
Rick Luddick is the director of the University of North Carolina Institute of Marine Science in Morehead City.
Given the direction and all the western side of Pamlico Sound, and the large estuary rivers that empty into it. Those areas in particular need to be concerned about storm surge.
Luddick warns that towns along the entire coastline are in danger of significant storm surge. For NPR News, I'm Dave DeWitt in Durham, North Carolina.
The exodus from coastal areas is underway. Hundreds of thousands of people leaving vulnerable areas. In New York City, Mayor Michael Bloomberg says some hospitals and nursing homes in low-lying areas are being told to evacuate patients and staff members.
Unless they get permission to stay in place based on the ability of the particular facility to keep operating during hurricane conditions.
And Bloomberg is expected to order much of the city's transit system to shut down tomorrow afternoon. Amtrak trains headed towards the southeastern states are also being canceled today. NATO is directing airstrikes on the area near Muammar Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte, where rebel forces are advancing on militiamen loyal to the fugitive leader. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro says Gaddafi's whereabouts are still unknown, but he's issued another defiant audio message trying to rally people to oust rebels from Tripoli.
Tripoli is not going to be falling back into the hands of loyalists. The most that the loyalists can do now is create a sense of limited chaos and instability. There are still, of course, shooting attacks in certain areas. There's still a bitter fight going on at the airport, for example. There are pockets of loyalists in different places. But overall, the city is now pretty firmly in rebel control.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least 53 people are dead in Monterrey, Mexico, after gunmen attacked a casino there and spread gasoline through the building and set it ablaze. The fire trapped gamblers and staff members inside. Mexico's President Felipe Calderon called the attack an act of terror and barbarism. Emergency crews are searching for more bodies. It was the second time in 3 months the casino was attacked. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan has announced his resignation months after he promised to step down. John Matthews in Tokyo says the move sets the stage for Japan to get its sixth new leader in just 5 years.
Prime Minister Naoto Kan's shaky tenure ends after only 15 months in office, although Japan's last four prime ministers lasted less than a year each. With Kan's resignation official, some members of his party are expected to announce their candidacies for prime minister on Saturday. Among the frontrunners is widely popular Seiji Miyahara, who resigned from his post as foreign minister before the March disasters over an illegal political donation. Analysts say Miyahara's resignation may be a blessing in disguise, since Kan's administration, including his ministers, suffered from low approval ratings due to allegedly mishandling the disasters. However, talks of backdoor power brokering among the party's old guard means anything could happen before the vote on Monday. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
A federal judge in San Diego hears arguments today from lawyers for the suspect in the Tucson shooting rampage. They're trying to stop him from being forcibly medicated with antipsychotic drugs. Jared Loughner has pleaded not guilty in the killings of six people and the wounding of 13 others, including Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.